producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. And good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, on voting day. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Anti-violence people, stop being so violent. I'm anti-violence, but I'm not violent about it. You shouldn't be violent about it. Two Stop the Violence organizers allegedly beat one of their colleagues so severely that he vomited blood and was left unconscious in critical condition. Where's the anti-violence in that? One of the arrestees, Nicole Ardano, a female, was still wearing the same Stop the Violence t-shirt she had on the night before when she had coordinated a march protesting two recent shootings. These are the first. Or they're hardly the first of such activists to show the ugly stuff. The ugly side of anti-violence. This past summer, there was a home invasion where one teen robber fatally shot his accomplice in the head. At that particular time, they were both employed by the state of Illinois to pass out anti-violence pamphlets. A month later, another anti-violence activist illegally took a gun to school, causing a lockdown and a search. Unsurprisingly, after first trying to mask his guilt, he still received lenient treatment from the law. There have been founders of anti-gun groups that get arrested for illegally selling guns. There's been two Chicago ceasefire representatives, one charged with 36 counts of sexual assault and kidnapping, the other charged with selling heroin. Or there's the Philadelphia gun buyback sponsor who ended up going to prison on gun and corruption charges. There's been the Trey Cripps gang doing their bit for gun control. When, you know, you can't help but shake your head at the disarmament efforts of, among others, a straw purchaser and a gun and ammo supplier for the Columbine killers, Long Island Lolita Amy Fisher, a Million Mom March activist who shot the wrong man trying to avenge her son's death, and another Million Mommy who was busted with an illegal handgun and drugs. And the hits just keep going and going and going. Then, of course, there was the anti-gun billionaire who got out there and stated publicly, we need more school shootings on Facebook to make a political point. Which brings us to our point. When you're anti-gun, every day, especially progressives, every day is opposite day. You can see it with totalitarians at the UN celebrating their International Day of Peace by shoring up their iron grip on their disarmed populace. We see it every time that the antis push the fraud that gun control is and put it out there as a beneficial social policy, excuse me. We see it every time the right to keep and bear arms by us, the people, is infringed. You are going to always see it every time an anti-violence advocate demands a state monopoly on violence. I have yet to read about one of my brethren or sisters. You know, I've read about the two ladies that were campaigning against Obama, and an Obama supporter pulled up and drew a gun on them. So, anti-violence people, we know you for what you are. You can't control. The reason you want to try to control us is because you can't control yourselves. You can't maintain any sort of handle on your own compulsions. Which is funny. I think it's funny. I find it funny anyway. But, you know, we see you for what you are. We see you exactly for what you are. Every time the Moms Demand Action show up, every time Shannon Watts show... No, let's not say the Moms Demand Action, because not all the ladies have the benefit of Michael Bloomberg's armed goons. Every time Shannon Watts shows up, she is supported by an armed phalanx of baby Hueys walking around in suits cut not the right way so that the bulges of the firearms show. Likewise with Michael Bloomberg, who's surrounded by a veritable fire team. These guys understand this. They understand that they're in certain cases, violence is warranted. Especially when it comes to their own protection. Their own protection is paramount. It's paramount, I tell you. Now, today we can make a difference. And there's some of you out there that are saying, Bill, it's all fixed. It's all fixed. Well, either line up to go vote or line up later to register your weapon. Because they're going to try this. They're going to, if this passes in Washington State, if I-594 passes in Washington State, and Gates and Allen and Soros and Nauer and Bloomberg find out that they can buy rights, they will try it again. They will move like a virus vector across the United States trying to buy your rights. Every time there's an election coming up, every time, they will do it. They will continue to do it. They won't go to places like California and New Jersey because they don't need to. They'll come to us. They'll come to me. They'll come to South Carolina. They'll come to Georgia. They'll go to Tennessee, North Carolina. They'll go to Idaho. Although it would be interesting to find out what would happen if I-591 and I-594 both passed. That would be an interesting dynamic to find out. But the anti-violence advocates... Not the well-heeled billionaires now. They couldn't be bothered to mess up their hands. But the followers of these people, they're as violent as the day is long. They beat themselves. They beat each other up if things don't go the way they want them to. So bear that in mind as we go along, please. And take the time, sometime today, to go to your local polling place, cast your vote, make sure your vote, you know, I read about that thing in, where was it? Was it Maryland, where the guy voted for the GOP and all of his votes went to Democrats. Make sure it's calibrated right. Roll those dice. Because you've got to engage. On some level, you're going to have to engage. If you don't, you're going to wake up one morning and you're going to say, what just happened? Why did I lose my job? Why are they coming here with a fine because I can't afford Obamacare? Why isn't my money worth anything? Why are they coming and taking all of my guns? That's the price of not being engaged. Everything's a shock. I, on the other hand, I'm waiting. I'm waiting and I'm watching. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I talked about Washington. There's been more than $10 million in Washington State spent by anti-gun billionaires Bloomberg, Gates, Ballmer, Allen. They've conned a lot of very gullible Washington voters into believing that I-594 will somehow prevent crime. despite near universal condemnation by law enforcement. They consider this legislation to be unenforceable. So what does it actually do? What are they claiming it's going to do? Supporters of the bill claim that it will close the gun show loophole. That's a pretty good trick because that's a myth. There's no loophole to close. That's fabricated by gun control groups. FFL holders who are at gun control, or excuse me, at gun shows, who sell guns, have to perform the same FBI NICS background check that they would at their gun shop. That has to happen at the table, their table at the gun show. The actual purpose of item 594 is to create a de facto gun registry. While they've made it seem innocuous enough, the reality is very far from it. It's an 18-page bill, and it is people are calling it the latest and most comprehensive attempt to restrict the rights of law-abiding gun owners in the Evergreen State, this according to the NRA. Initiative 594 is in reality a universal handgun registration scheme. Under 594, every time a handgun is transferred, the person receiving the handgun will have their name added to the government database being maintained by the State Department of Licensing. This will make it illegal in Washington State for you to look at your buddy and say, man, check out this gun. Go try it out at the range. It will make it illegal for a law-abiding citizen to give a firearm to a family member for self-defense, or even for one police officer to loan a firearm to another. Meanwhile, the ones that both the police and gun-carrying citizens are set up to fight, the criminals and the dangerously mentally ill, will go on ignoring all existing gun laws as well as the latest I-594. In Washington State, there's 7,500 law enforcement professionals who have come out against it. And you don't even have a table of six billionaires who are for it, and they're pushing it. They actually want control of you, Washington State. And once they have control of you, they will spread, like I said, like a virus vector. Now, I-591 would block government from illegal taking firearms without due process, would protect against this illegal search and seizure, and make it illegal for the government to create a gun registry. Most of the same law enforcement officers that are against the unenforceable I-594 are for I-591. And like I said, billionaires, if you guys want to find out what's really happening out there, go get with those law enforcement professionals, get in their car, and go for a ride for a couple of days with them. And don't take your staff, don't take a film crew, don't take your mobile phone and be playing on Twitter. Pay attention to what's going on around you and find out what they find. Walk in with them when they go into the scene of a home invasion where somebody's had the mud beaten out of them. Because they were disarmed. Washington State, it's a very simple matter for you. It comes down to this. You've got a bunch of guys who are never going to live a life that you, the same kind of life you live. It would be like that movie Trading Places with Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy, where Dan Aykroyd is the affluent commodities trader, but then he and Eddie Murphy from the streets trade places, and he just loses it in that movie. It's still a comedy. I love it. I love that movie. But for them to come and live your life, to get up and go to work and being concerned about how many hours are you getting and are you working enough to pay for your Obamacare and have health care and everything else, and oh, the holidays are coming up and how do I budget this, and I really want to get this for my son and I want to get this for my wife and all that other stuff, that is foreign to them. They have no idea what that means. They walk into a room and go, lights, and the lights come on. They walk into a room and say, lights, coffee, and everything comes on. They snap their fingers and a beautiful limousine pulls up with some of the best treated leather you've ever seen in your life. And somebody holds the door for them. They have so much stuff going on being done for them, they just about don't have to sit down for themselves. And these guys want to control you. So it's up to you. You're the ones voting for it. You got a lot of money being thrown at it. Today is the day. It's all over but the fighting, of course. By the time this gets out, it will be done. But you will be going the way of Colorado. And hopefully your politicians will go the way of Colorado in the next election cycle after this is done. Because you've got a bunch, you've got a handful of outsiders, a handful of insiders, and a bunch of guys that don't live a life that are never going to have to be concerned about the kind of things you have to be concerned with. Do you think Bill Gates walks down the street by himself with his wife? Do you? And Bloomberg, forget about that. Bloomberg goes, I would love to know how Bloomberg goes with armed people into every state of the union. Well, I'm pretty sure I know how to come because in the anti-gun states, well, they want Bloomberg protected because he's their biggest hope because he's got the most money to spend. And spend it he will. If they are successful in this, he will continue to spend. He can throw, you know, when you got $30 billion in your passbook savings account, you can spread that around a lot. And apparently in Washington State, if this plays out the way I think it's going to play out, apparently a bunch of God-given rights are for sale pretty cheap. Pretty cheap. What is it, like $12 million, and they're going to buy it. They're going to buy it, and you, Washington State, all of you people who are not paying attention to what's going on, you're going to wake up one day, you're going to have loaned a gun to somebody or something, and you're going to be you will have broken the law. And when you emerge from that, if you emerge from that without going to jail or anything, you will have your gun rights taken away. So you won't have to worry about loaning a gun to anybody ever again because you won't be allowed to own them because you sold your rights cheap. To a bunch of people who don't know anything about sacrifice, they don't know anything about what it means to have a code. They have no code. Their code is finished out when they sign the check. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I have an iPhone 5S, and I suspect the iPhone 6, and the iPhone 6 Plus, which is, well, that gigantic phone. I presume they have that, too. And I don't know if the Androids have them or not, but I would assume maybe some of them do. And what I'm talking about is the biometric lock that you can put on it with a thumb. You know, you program your fingerprint into it. If you've got one of those, and if you've got that set up for that, you need to disable that right now. Right now. I need to disable mine right now. Coming out of a Virginia Circuit Court, Judge Stephen Fucci has ruled that police can pry open your hands and force you to unlock your cell phone that has a fingerprint security feature. Apparently, the judge doesn't understand what the Fourth and the Fifth Amendment actually say. According to Judge Stephen C. Fucci, while a criminal defendant can't be compelled to hand over a passcode to police officers for the purpose of unlocking a cellular device, law enforcement officials can compel a defendant to give up a fingerprint. Now, here's the rub on this. As technology advances, biometric recognition is a very good security feature to have. There will be more things out there that will recognize your thumbprint, like maybe your car or your computer. Your computer, you already have that with some computers. I don't have it on any of mine, but or your computer, or just name it. Just name it. The logical conclusion to this ruling is that any biometric lock, be it a fingerprint swipe or a iris scan, can be searched without a warrant or permission or consent from the owner. This will, you know, this is, you know, think about some of these gun safes that are out there that have biometric recognition. Judge Fucci has effectively ruled that while such locks may be a deterrent to criminals, it is actually a highway to infringement town when it comes to the police, who no longer need a warrant to search anything. Now, think of the following scenario, where a car is locked solely by a biometric fingerprint scan. The cop says, please step out of the car. The innocent person says, and he locks the car when he gets out. The cop says, unlock your car so I can search it. The innocent person says, for what reason? The cop says, it doesn't matter, I just want to search it, I'm a suspicious person. The innocent person says, that's not good enough, I'm not unlocking my car. The cop calls for backup. And it shows up. His cop buddy throws a billy club around the innocent driver's neck and starts to choke him, while the first cop pries a finger out of the fist. He doesn't want it to get balled up again, so he dislocates it. And then he uses it to open the car. According to Judge Fucci, this is all fine and dandy. Just like when a group of cops have another person on the floor, holding him down while one cop grinds a heel into his wrist, so his hand compulsively opens in order to get that all-important cell phone information. Now let me break it down even further. If police want to enter your house without a warrant, and for some foolish reason you let them in, they are confined to something called plain view doctrine. That is to say, they can only investigate, touch, or go through things that are in plain view. With Judge Fucci's ruling, if you have a safe that has a biometric combination to it, that is now in plain view. As such, you can now be forcibly compelled to open the safe, because apparently biometric locks in this judge's eyes matter. Think about gun safes that use this feature. Apparently, police officers can go fiddling through your safes all willy-nilly anytime they want to, and they can even make you do it. They can even break your hand to get your finger out, if that's what it comes to it. So let's take a real moment here and consider this for all of its parts. Is this going to help capture the occasional bad guy? Maybe. But it will most definitely do is it's going to violate the civil rights of scores of innocent people and to those patriots who would stand up for their rights and say no. They can look forward to government-sanctioned torture as your fingers are broken and dislocated in the gleeful whim of some overzealous jackbooted thug. That's not a statement against cops in general. That's a statement that cops like that exist. There are always going to be people in various walks of life who will exploit and abuse any power that they are given. So with this ruling, being asked what was the judge's name, his name is Stephen. Let's see, what is his name? Stephen C. Fucci. Of the Virginia Circuit Court. There, Bob. Stephen C. Fucci, F-U-C-C-I. I know that because I know Italian people. That's how you pronounce that. It's a ruling like this that's going to chip away at the Second Amendment in roundabout ways. The less that we are protected against the illegal searches and seizures, the less we are guaranteed the right not to incriminate ourselves. The less secure we are against jackbooted thugs busting in at night without warrant, shooting our dog, and then cutting off our fingers in order to open all of our personal belongings. So, recommendation one, for all of us that exist within Obama Nation, stick with passcodes. Don't buy anything with biometric scan. Stick with passcodes. That takes away one of their tools. Ah, gosh. Coming up on the next break, we're going to talk about a guy who snapped, prohibited from owning a gun, what resulted was equally as horrific and could have been potentially a whole lot worse. I keep going to the gym and quitting going to the gym. Right now I'm in the middle of the not going to the gym phase. I've got to start going to the gym and staying in the gym. Because if I'm going to get snatched up, and this is only in Virginia, but it's a circuit court judge. So we'll see how this plays. Somebody's going to end up suing them over this because this is a big violation of both the Fourth and the Fifth Amendment. I'm going to see how this plays, but I'm going to resolve, and I'm going to start, today's Tuesday, so by Monday of next week, I'm going to be back in the gym, because if somebody's going to snatch me, and I don't see that happening here, it's not imminent, it's not, probably very unlikely. The judge is in Virginia, there, Desert Eagle. If somebody's going to snatch me up and everything, well, I'm going to probably just... If I'm strong enough, I can withstand everything they've got. And then I'll let them have my thumb. Oh, is that all you wanted? And then when it doesn't work, then they're... Because I'm going to disable the biometric scan on... The only device I have it on is on my iPhone 5S. Let's take that away from them. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, on voting day. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. In Nevada, a recently fired electrician, believed to be high on methamphetamine, was believed to be set on harming people during a bizarre attack that started in Henderson, Nevada, and stretched into neighboring Boulder City. According to the man's wife, when he was unable to purchase a firearm because he was a convicted felon, he just chose a different, more accessible weapon, a hammer. Victoria McKenzie told the Las Vegas Sun that her husband, Damian Robbins, who was fired from his job the day before the attacks occurred, but she had not seen him for several days. She said that Robbins was addicted to methamphetamine and it wasn't unusual for him to disappear for several days at a time. When did this become the new normal? First things first, and you know, this is just me making a comment off of this observation. I always thought that when you married somebody, that you had the same last name. Is this women's lib? Is this feminism run amok? Now you just keep your last name. I guess you could do that. I guess that's okay. But when did it become also the new normal for somebody that you're married to just disappear for a few days and you just think, oh, well, they must be high on meth, huh? On the afternoon of October 24th, McKenzie, believing that Robbins was high at the time, showed up at their home with ill intentions. For several hours, he held McKenzie captive outside their house, during which time he told her that he wanted to kill her and burn her body. He also revealed that he felt like bludgeoning someone. I wonder if he actually used the word bludgeon. Bludgeoning is a term, you know, about beating somebody. I don't use it that often. I'm going to bludgeon you to death. That just doesn't carry the same weight. Then Robbins decided he wanted to get a gun, but since he was a convicted felon and unable to purchase one legally on his own, he enlisted the aid of McKenzie. And since it got her out of the house after being trapped for several hours, she did not disagree. She got $500 out of her bank account as instructed by Mr. Robbins, they have separate bank accounts too, I guess, and then went to a local gun shop to purchase a gun for Robbins. She completed the paperwork as needed, but was unable to walk out with a firearm because the county in which they reside required a 3-day waiting period. The couple then returned to their home, and McKenzie was able to convince Robbins to let her go get their child from the babysitter. She used the opportunity to go to a friend's house to get help instead. When McKenzie was gone, the violence by Mr. Robbins escalated. Unable to purchase the gun, he armed himself with a hammer and attacked 10 randomly chosen people. That shows you that gun control works when it comes to preventing crime. 27-year-old Nicole Thompson suffered a jawbone broken in 3 different places and a broken finger after Robbins cut her off in her car before he jumped out of his car and began hitting her across the face with the hammer. Can you imagine that? Being hit in the face with a hammer? Once? Thompson told KLAS that she was saying, please, you have the wrong person, please, please. And he started hitting the car. I just started telling him, you know, I don't want to die. I have a child at home. And he just started hitting me in the face. Mr. Robbins could not be reasoned with, according to Ms. Thompson. But eventually, he just got back into his own car and drove away after he beat her in the face and in the car and everywhere else with a hammer. Crime prevention by gun control. Robbins told another victim, whom he randomly chose from a crowded parking lot at a local high school, sir, I'm sorry, but I'm going to kill you. Everything will be okay when you're dead. After briefly eluding authorities, he was eventually apprehended with the help of a canine unit. He was eerily calm during all of this, and very vague about his answers when they questioned him about the events that evening. At one time, he told investigators, well, I beat some people up, I guess. He faces 3 counts of assault with a deadly weapon, 6 counts of attempted murder and kidnapping charges. Several people were hospitalized following the attacks, but fortunately, nobody was killed. One of the spokespersons for Henderson Police said, I've been in this town for 15 years, and I've never seen anything quite like this. Mr. Robbins was very lucky that day because he did not run upon a gun owner. He did run upon a bunch of people that either didn't care or are against guns, or maybe they own them and they don't carry them, or something else. But he ran up against them, 10 victims. And the only reason somebody isn't dead is because he didn't stay there long enough to kill some of them. And the gun control part of it, the 3-day wait and all that other stuff, the convicted felon part of it, you know, he tried to straw purchase. That didn't even work because of the 3-day wait. That didn't stop the crime. That did not stop the crime. I have described what happens when somebody decides to beat somebody to death with a hammer. A hammer in the hands of somebody who intends to harm people with it is a horrific weapon, because all of the force is concentrated in one point of impact. A lot of times, they'll actually jam the hammer in the skull and have to try to wrench it loose so they can hit him again. I don't know that a crime like that would have happened in Texas or South Carolina, for that matter, or any of the other states. But this is a great object lesson about how effective gun control is at preventing crime. I don't care about preventing gun crime. That's one category of crime. I care about preventing crime, all categories of crime. And what this shows is that if somebody is strung out on some sort of mind-altering drug and they've decided they're going to do something, then they are going to do something. They may have to change their plans a little bit. They may have to be a little flexible, a little adaptive. But they will adapt. And they will alter, and then they go out and they do what they want to do. And this guy walks out and just picked 10 people. 10 people. Because he was obviously off of his rocker at the particular time. You know, he looked pretty calm, seemed pretty quiet, and very reasonably explained, sir, I'm going to have to kill you now, but don't worry, everything will be okay after you're dead. Most people are not going to have the presence of mind to understand exactly all the opportunities that comes when somebody gets that close to you to try to hurt you because of fear. There's a lot of opportunity there But if you don't know how to do it, and if you haven't trained to do it just like anything else, you're not going to be able to do it. I don't care if you're a novice or an intermediate martial artist of some sort, or if you are a stick fighter of some sort. But if you haven't fought and trained to be up against some guy that's strung out on meth, then a lot of your training is going to be for naught. And the only thing that would have made a difference here, a definitive difference, would have been if one of these people had had a gun. If they'd had a gun, if Miss Thompson, the first person that he attacked, that he broke her jaw in three places and one finger, if she'd had a gun while he was beating her car, she could have figured out, this guy means me bodily harm, and shot him. And hopefully shot him enough to where he stopped. But that brings me to the next point. Somebody like that on meth, okay? This is not the time to be caught with low capacity at that point. This is not the time to be caught with low capacity. Don't forget the story about the guy in Atlanta. Home invasion going on. He walks in. Mom shoots him five times in the head and neck with a five-shot revolver. He's afraid she's going to shoot more, although she's out of ammo. He gets in the car and drives away. He was still dangerous. Gun control didn't work. It didn't stop a crime. We'll be right back. Next hour coming up on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.